So you've just heard probably one of the most famous Gospels in all of history, the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount and all those Beatitudes. Blessed are they, blessed are they. But you know, it begins with this interesting phrase. It says, Jesus went to the mountaintop and he sat down and he began to teach. That was a very important detail that we probably don't recognize, because in those days, it was teachers who sat down. It was the students who stood. Today, it's the opposite. Students sit down and it's the teachers who stand. But in the ancient days, it was the teacher who sat down and the students stood. Can you think why that is? Actually, it's very simple. There were very few chairs. And if you're the teacher, you get the chair. That's it, really. So you could be glad that we live now. We have plenty of pews for you to sit down. I'm the one standing, right? So Jesus sat down and he begins the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes. Now the Sermon on the Mount, I have to tell you, was not actually one sermon. Almost each sentence in the Sermon on the Mount is actually the topic sentence of its own sermon. It's really a collection of his greatest hits, if you will, a kind of a summary of everything that Jesus taught. So each sentence is actually, it kind of heads its own sermon. And the Beatitudes begin, and I'm not going to go through each one because I could easily talk for 3 hours on just these Beatitudes, but because I'm not sitting down and I'm standing, I'm going to just talk about something else. And that's how each of the Beatitudes begins. Because each of the Beatitudes, even though they're very different, all begin with the same word, blessed. That's the English translation of the Hebrew word Baruch. Actually, Baruch, the better English translation is the word happy. And this is the Gospel of Matthew. In the Gospel of Luke, when he has the Beatitudes, they're translated as happy. So we have both words. But actually, happy is the better word. So happy are those who. Happy are those who. And it really is Jesus is teaching a profound lesson there, that the center of our Catholic faith, the center of his message, is your happiness. He wants you to be happy. This is not about, you know, kind of strudging and struggling and all that. He really wants you to have that profound sense of joy. But the Beatitudes have this interesting mix. They begin with wonderful things and they end with difficult things. Blessed are you when you are persecuted and or challenged. And that actually is paralleled, of all things, in the marriage vows. Because we say, I will love you in good times and in bad. We don't say, I will love you in good times, but not when you have the flu. Right? Only when you're rich, right? In good times and in bad. And so that is kind of a source of happiness. That it doesn't depend on the weather. It doesn't depend on health. It doesn't depend on wealth. It is a commitment to love, no matter what, in good times and in bad. And that's a profound sense of happiness. I see it in both ways here at St. Bruno. I'll see it, of course, at a wedding. Everybody's happy at a wedding. I'll also see it at funerals. People feel very fulfilled when they feel that they are honoring their relative well. If they are taking care of their sick person at home well, there's a sense of meaning and a sense of purpose that they are doing something worthwhile. And it brings a sense of happiness, even though it's about sickness or maybe even death. In good times and in bad, we can have that sense of happiness. So tomorrow begins what we call Catholic Schools Week. So we're very proud of our St. Bruno School, and each day there'll be events that are kind of celebrating different things in the life of our school. Tomorrow there will be an open house. If you're ever interested in what the school looks like, you're welcome to come back here tomorrow morning and just kind of take a tour and walk around the school and see the different classrooms. We have around 320 kids in our school. We are one of the largest single class schools in the Archdiocese of LA. We have a spectacular faculty, very wonderful, talented faculty. And every day they are teaching, in a way, the Sermon on the Mount, how to be happy in good times and in bad. Students can find meaning even in challenging times. If they have to struggle with that math lesson, if they have to struggle with that homework, it doesn't feel like wonderful time, And yet, when they arrive at that wisdom, it makes them happy. Sometimes when I'm teaching, I'm looking at a class and I'm making a lesson and I can kind of see a quizzical look on everyone's face. So I kind of have to change how I'm teaching. And then all of a sudden, I know I've struck gold when I see a student smile. A smile is the sign that a student finally understands. And it's really a way of God saying that we find wisdom makes us happy. It makes us feel well. We kind of enjoy it. It gives us a beautiful sense of well-being. And so there is wisdom in the Sermon on the Mount, and it is designed to give us strength in good, bad times and peace in good times. A beautiful sense of balance between good times and in bad. We can be happy in both. Tremendous wisdom that can be found in the Sermon on the Mount. It just begins now. We'll hear more of it. If you like, take a look at the Bible when you go home and read the whole sermon, and you will find tremendous happiness, tremendous wisdom that will keep you happy in good times and in bad.